You're listening to SBS News.
Two anti-abortion activists fined for protesting too close to abortion clinics in Melbourne and Hobart asked the High Court to review their convictions. Kathleen Club and Graham Preston argued Victoria and Tasmania's safety buffer zone laws infringed on freedom of speech.
I'd just like to say it's not enough that so many babies have been killed, but now free speech has been killed as well.
Every abortion takes the life of a human child. For trying to speak up on their behalf, no matter how peacefully, no how many calmly, you can be locked up for a year in jail for doing so. That ought to scare everybody at this abuse of our freedom of speech in this country.
The High Court unanimously rejected their challenge. Safe access zones create an 150-metre buffer around clinics that provide abortion services. Tanya Panovic from the Kasten Centre for Human Rights Law says where they exist, patients can access services without being subjected to intimidation and harassment.
Safe access zones protect human rights. They protect the privacy, safety and dignity of women accessing services and staff who require access to their workplace.
Family Life International Australia has held vigils outside abortion clinics. Its executive director, Paul Hanrahan, says the group's presence has helped women in difficult situations.
So we're talking about thousands of people who, because of our presence, have decided to continue the pregnancy and keep their baby and now have healthy little children.
Victoria, Tasmania, New South Wales, Queensland, the Northern Territory and the Australian Capital Territory all have safe access zone laws. But the issue is still being worked out in Western Australia and South Australia. A senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre, Adrian Walters, says those two states need to take action.
Western Australia and South Australia now stand alone in failing to act and put in place safe access zones. There are no excuses anymore. They must act now to put in place safe access zones.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.